Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All of us here knew right away when Boomer started the show that he was in some kind of way. Some kind of issue happened to him last night. I don't know what it was. I really can't put my finger on it. Anybody
maybe as I spent 24 hours with Phil Simms over the weekend.
Well, what I was going to say was that anybody who spends a lot of time with Boomer understands when he's in a mood or something's going on, and Phil did indeed detect it as well and sent Boomer a text message. You are one whiny sumbitch this morning. And then Boomer responded back.
That's what I get paid for. Can't stay home scratching my nuts all morning.
That's right. That was the That was the response. So Phil joins us now. Good morning, Phil.
You know, good morning, Gio. When I send you text messages, you big, fat, Nordic head-looking thing, you know, you're not supposed to read them over the air.
I only read them when they're good. That was a great one this morning. I love that one.
Then you have to read yours.
I did. Come on. I did.
And listen, let's do this. Well, I know I'm saying you shouldn't have what you said, but whatever. But moaning, oh, my gosh, you're moaning about everything, complaining. And, Gio, come on, you're no better.
Hey, today, normally I'm more negative than Boomer, but today I'm trying to be positive to even it out because it's a lot. He wants to fire everybody. He wants to cut everybody. He wants to trade everybody. There isn't a single person on a roster he's not ready to get rid of in any sport.
Well, I will say he's moaning more than ever. He's always complaining, so we all deal with it every Saturday and Sunday whenever we work. But, no. You're complaining, too. We're not paying as much attention to you, because he's so loud. But you sit there, Zach Wilson, he's terrible. Oh, he's just
bad year.
Come on, get off of it. Let's go. Let's move on.
All right, Tony, let me ask you a question, Phil, and maybe you can help me. I don't know.
Maybe.
You're bothering the hell out of me this past weekend, by the way.
Really? I bothered you?
Oh, yeah. Well, we were together 12 hours both Saturday and Sunday. It seemed like eternity.
Oh, come on. You loved it. You should pay money to spend that time with me. Let's move on.
Okay. Well, a lot of people do spend money on you. I don't know why, but they do. Anyway.
All right. What do you got? What's the question?
I was asked a question this morning. I was asked a hypothetical question this morning. Do you want Daniel Jones or Kyler Murray for the Giants?
Oh, geez. Oh, and
An answer. Just please have an answer. Give me one or the other. That's what I was asked this morning. This is what set me off this morning.
You never answered the question.
I did hear, didn't somebody call in and go, wow, or something about we need Kyler Murray then, or somebody, I don't know, one of the callers?
Yeah.
But maybe not. I'm staying with Daniel Jones.
Yeah, thank you.
Wow.
Yes.
You guys,
don't even have to think about it.
Right. It's not even a thought process.
Well, wait a second. You never answered the question, and now all of a sudden you're acting like you picked Daniel Jones. You said you couldn't answer the question because it was an incomplete.
Well, I said Daniel Jones is incomplete because he's been hurt. He's got three coordinators, three head coaches, two general managers.
But let's not pretend you said Daniel Jones.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
You did.
All right, so I'm with Phil then. I am agreeing with Phil.
You'd rather have Daniel Jones and Kyler Murray. Really? Why is that?
Well, one, a couple things. You bring in Kyler Murray. Now, this is not going to happen, so why are we even talking about him? That's what you guys do. That's okay. You talk about stuff that nobody wants to hear about. I'm awful. But you bring Kyler Murray in. You got to bring in the coach for him, which that's fine, too. But then you rebuild the football team to fit him. And if you watch the offense last night, it's fine. They've had, I think, good success what they're doing. And I don't look at it, oh, my gosh, they failed the playoff game that we got to all just go crazy about it. But they're building the football team. But the offense is really specific and different for Kyler Murray. I don't know how many screens they threw last night, but a lot. So it's very screen-oriented. You don't see a lot of throws or plays down the field. Yeah, he throws it down the field every once in a while, but it's usually predetermined, whatever, throw it. But, yeah, I wouldn't do it. You know, I'm not
convinced. Well, how about this? I'll ask it this way. I'll ask it this way. Who's the better quarterback?
Right now, there's no doubt it's Kyler Murray.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm getting that.
But wait.
Yeah.
We're going to compare what he's playing with and the guys he has to the New York Giants?
No, my whole point was Boomer was so down on Kyler Murray this morning.
All right, let me say
and
why.
And he was defending Daniel Jones for weeks and weeks and weeks, and I wanted to see who he thought was a better player. That's really what
it
was.
Well, let me also say this, Phil. In 2019, the Cardinals lost 7 of 9 to end the season. Yeah. In 2020, they lost 5 of 7 to end the season. In 2021 now, they have lost 6 of 7 to end the season. And they're all right with Cliff Kingsbury and Kyler Murray as coach and quarterback.
What I would say that maybe the one thing that comes in my mind as I watch them play during the year, you know, they, like I said, they have a different offense. It's very specific to their players and to Kyler Murray. And I would just say maybe teams kind of catch on to it a little bit and get used to it and play differently. And that's one of the reasons why they have these tailspins at the end of the year.
Yeah.
I thought Cliff Kingsbury was changing and getting more, he's done well, but getting more of the normal play. Everybody in the NFL has a certain package of plays that everybody runs and they copy. And when you watch the Arizona Cardinals, you do not see these plays in their offense. So
you're,
maybe that's why it helps all these teams get ready, because there's less to get ready for.
All right, so you're not at home scratching your underbelly.
No, I'm in the car.
In the car. Where are you going? You're going to Giants Stadium to meet John Mara? Where are you going?
Yeah, no, I'm not doing that.
Why are you not doing that? Maybe you should be doing that.
Well, I should be doing a lot of things. I shouldn't be listening to you. I'm on the West Side Highway in traffic.
Yeah,
I'm going to go do the show today, and I'm going to tell everybody to calm it down. Mike McCarthy's not – don't fire him. Oh, my God, I love that. He has a bad decision. You watch – shut up, Boomer. Don't answer this yet. I know what you're going to say. You got to quit watching the shows, Phil. All you do is get mad.
That's true. That's true, though.
Yeah,
you know it's true.
I know it's true. Yesterday, I really was a good – I thought of you. I turned a few of them over because the first thing – Mike McCarthy has to be fired. Oh, my gosh. Such overreaction.
Well, everybody has to be fired. You know, now that there are 8 job openings. So who's the number one? If you were hiring a coach, and I'm not talking about the Giants specific. I'm just saying
Brian
you.
Flores.
He's going to be your number one guy on your list.
Yep.
Now, what job would you pick if you were Brian Flores?
Oh, geez. I actually got to think about that. That's...
Well, you got a quarterback in Minnesota, don't you?
No, I'm not taking the Minnesota job.
Okay.
No.
Jacksonville?
Your question. No, not taking that either.
Chicago?
How about the Raiders?
The Raiders would be interesting. It would be.
Bears? You
know, the Bears would be interesting, too. I think that. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if the Giants would do it. I don't think it's out of the question that he could be hired with the New York Giants.
Well, he is a Boston College kid. He's a Boston College kid and a Brooklyn kid. A Bronx.
No question. People around here love him.
Yeah, well, you know, that goes right through the whole Boston College Mara thing.
Yeah, and look, I thought he did a really good job down in Miami. Mm. And, you know, they were building their football team. The draft has been okay for him, not great. It could have been great, but it's not. And we know why. Mm. It's just that one player they picked at number 5, they had a chance.
Yep.
But, you know, the fan base got a tank for Tua. Okay. So what do we think? But, you know, I think that Brian Flores was just the kind of guy that can do it. He proved to me down in Miami he knows how to build a football team. He knows how to coach it. I thought their football team was really well coached. And we talked about him a lot on the air, Boomer, and I talk about him all the time, too. Just because it's kind of surprising what they did, how they revamped their team to fit Tua and what he could do, too.
Well, you know, dysfunctional franchises make stupid decisions.
And the other thing is, he's a teacher. So, I don't know. I'm sure the first thing that's going to come up, probably with you guys, too. Oh, another New England guy. So, that'll be part of the scenario. Did I think he deserved to be fired down in Miami? No. but apparently it was a done decision after certain things happened down there. So it is what it is.
If you could have either Jim Harbaugh or Brian Flores as your head coach, who would you rather
Brian
have?
Flores.
You would rather have Flores and Harbaugh?
Yes.
You think
yes.
Harbaugh's going to come back, or is that just like smoke because he wants more money from Michigan?
I would say I'm going to guess he won't. You know, he's been at Michigan long enough now, and to make that transition and start that over, he finally had great success at Michigan, got in the playoffs. I don't know. Why would you want to leave now?
Money.
People like you down there now. They're happy that you're there. So,
yeah, and he took a pay cut last year, too.
Yeah, I know he did. He did some things. Yeah, so he took a pay cut from $12 million to $10 million. So I don't know.
Yeah, but he's probably trying to make that money back up.
Yeah, but I mean, like, how about a 6-year, you know, I don't know, $12 million deal to go run the Raiders? I mean, Mark Davis was crazy enough to do that for John Gruden. Why wouldn't he do it for Jim Harbaugh?
Well, Jim Harbaugh, I know this. When Jim Harbaugh was out there as an assistant, or I don't know his title, they loved him. Al Davis loved him. He took the San Diego job and left there. And I think Al Davis, well, I know, got not upset, but was going, why are you doing that? That could be a mistake and ruin your career. Because I think Al Davis saw him and thought that one day this guy would be the coach of the Raiders. That's how much they thought of him. And you know, and I know a lot of people in that organization just said he was an unbelievable worker.
Yeah, well, there you go. So maybe that's the place he's going.
You know, you heard the story about him in his driveway, right, in the car?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that says it all about him. Mm. I mean, it's...
Why don't you tell Gio about him
in
the car?
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. It's 5 o'clock in the morning. He's asleep in his car. I think his wife comes out and says something to him, and he goes, "Did I just get home, or did I get my car to leave?"
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well.
Wow, that's right.
And I know people in that organization, they would walk into his room. It would be, you know, 4 at night, and they'd walk into the room and say, "What the hell are you doing there at 4? But, and he would have his head down on the type where you type on the computer, and he was asleep because he fell asleep working at his computer. So the guy's not afraid to work, that's for sure.
Yeah. All right,
and
well,
I will say this.
Yeah.
When he was at the 49ers, he did connect to the players pretty well. You know, he did. And because we did that Super Bowl, did a few of their games, and, you know.
He benched Alex Smith and went with Colin Kaepernick, man.
Well, yeah, he determined if we're going to get to the Super Bowl and win it, I got to get a guy that can throw some footballs down the field. I mean, it really came down to that. They gave him a two game window to get it done, and Colin Kaepernick did. Chicago Bears, I think, in San Francisco. Then he went on the road and beat New Orleans, if my mind is right. A tough game, and that's what convinced him that he could do it in different atmospheres. He was ready to do it. And, of course, Colin had a great run there for a while with the 49ers.
I will let you get back to scratching your nuts. Have a great rest of your day, Phil. We love hearing from you.
Why did you have to say that?
Because we just have to.
Yes, I understand. All right, listen, you guys have a good day.
All right.
Hey, Al, good talking to you, too.
Right, we'll put you on hold. You can talk to him again.
Yeah, there you go.
Talk off the air.
All right.
Peyton Manning told that very funny story about Jim Harbaugh, too, when he was trying to find that next team, which ultimately was the Broncos, and he was trying out. Remember, he was throwing the ball for different teams down at Duke.
Yes.
And David Cutcliffe, who was the head coach at Duke, was running these workouts. And at the end of the workout with the 49ers, David Cutcliffe's wife goes, "Does anybody want a sandwich?" And Peyton goes, no, thanks, I'm okay, you know. And everybody else that was there, like the wide receivers that he was working out with, "No, thank you, Mrs. Cutcliffe," whatever. And Jim Harbaugh goes, "Yeah, I'll take a PB&J. Everybody looked at him like, "What?
Yeah, he's
a peanut butter and jelly sandwich."
He's a little off, but that's why he's a coach.
You're an adult. Weird. Very strange. I'll take a PB&J.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.